This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin.
To boldly go where no man has gone before is a phrase that usually leads to thoughts of exploring the stars. But in this case, we're referring to the deepest parts of the ocean. The Mariana Trench is tens of thousands of feet deep, and a professor with UT Dallas recently got back from conducting research there, miles under the ocean surface. Ignacio Pujano, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where exactly is the Mariana Trench?
Oh, well, the Mariana Trench is in the Northwest Pacific, but most in the, and it's very close to Guam.
How big is it?
Probably about the size of, California or Texas in general.
So you were aboard a research vessel for about a month above the trench.
Yes.
And you also spent some time on a submarine. How deep did you dive?
The submarine we use is 6,500 meters. So we went, in this diving, we went to 5,900 maximum, and then some shallower dives.
I know it's darker the further down you go, but absolutely. I mean, can you describe perhaps some of the things that you saw?
Well, as you go down, the light start to go, continuously down, getting bluer and bluer, and eventually disappear altogether, and then it's completely dark. But not absolutely dark, because you see dots of light passing by. And those are plankton and microplankton and, jellyfish. They produce bioluminescence. So it's quite interesting even in the way down in the complete darkness.
I'm guessing the kind of submarine needed for this exploration is pretty specialized. How do you gather that research that far under the ocean?
The submarine is actually having two arms, robotic arms, and it's taking samples and put it in baskets where we can retrieve it back to the surface. The sub is 7 meters by 4 meters.
So only a few people can fit inside of this.
The area where we are is even smaller. It's about probably 3 meters or 2 meters and a half in diameter. It's a sphere because the shape is designed to resist how the pressure is working down there.
On your last dive, you came across something you described as an accumulation of grape-sized spheres. Are they?
I don't know. it was something like a group of grapes, not really connected, loosely accumulated in groups. And we took a few samples, and in the moment the sample was being retrieved, those things were falling apart in pieces. So we don't really know what it is. It's probably some kind of a colony, maybe bacterial colonies.
And they're conducting additional research on that.
Yeah, doing DNA analysis on that.
The trench also reportedly exposes about 3 miles of the Earth's mantle, which I hear is kind of rare. What does it look like?
It looks like it's like a mountain, but underwater. When you go up, because normally you go all the way down, and then and your way up is the way you go through the face of the mountain taking samples. It's quite steep in places. It's absolutely dark, and it's kind of an airy place.
This was your third expedition to the area, and I'm wondering, why do you do this?
Oh, well, it's very exciting to do it. Going so deep, and there's not really many that been able to do it. It's a lifetime event for me.
Ignacio Pujano is a senior lecturer in the Department of Geosciences at UT Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.